When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from howstuffworks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ben Bolin, here with our Auto Channel Maverick head editor, Scott Benjamin. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Ben. How about yourself?
Oh, I am doing really well, and I'm glad you asked. Things have been on the up and up for me, Mr. Benjamin. I am ready to take the plunge, and I am going to buy a new car.
Oh, no kidding. What kind of car are you going to get? Do you have anything in mind, like maybe a sports car, an SUV, something like that?
You know, it's like you're reading my mind with these questions. I'm going to get a luxury car, Scott.
Good for you.
I'm going to go the whole nine yards. If I'm going to be a bear, I'm going to be a grizzly. It's going to take a little while to save. You know, I've worked out my budget, and I think I'll be ready by about 2030.
Oh, wow. 2030. Okay, that's an ambitious time frame you've got there, my friend. But what do you expect to get in 2030?
That's what I need your help with, Scott, because I was wondering, you know, what a luxury car is now might be different in the future. So my question for you today is, what will luxury car mean in 2030?
Oh, well, for sure they're going to be different. There's no doubt about that. One thing about luxury cars is that they always seem to stay ahead of the curve. They've always got, you know, the latest technology embedded with them. There's rolling test beds for manufacturers sometimes. You know, when the concept cars come out, they take a lot of the premium features and they put them in these luxury vehicles. You know, the ones that test well or do well, or are possible to get into production. Mm. So, you know, you see these outlandish features that they seem outlandish right now, but, you know, in the future, those outlandish features just might be in standard production cars. I mean, you may find it in a Honda Civic. Who knows?
So there are luxury features that kind of determine luxury cars?
Well, that's another tricky thing, is that I don't know if it's so much the features or if it's the size of the car or if it's the interior cabin space or if it's the cost of the vehicle. You know, there's just so many factors that go into a luxury car. What really I think it comes down to is the way the luxury car feels to the owner. You know, it's not a sports car. It's not, you know, a big pickup truck or something like that. It's something that you can get into the vehicle. You can close the door, shut out the outside world. It's your own, you know, little place. It's your solitude.
So that's what I want, Scott. I want to be basically the boy in the bubble on wheels.
No, you can have that.
Maybe with Wi-Fi and a fridge. Is that
Wi-Fi and a fridge is very possible. In fact, Wi-Fi is out there right now. There's a couple of manufacturers that are already doing the Wi-Fi thing, and fridge. That's really no big deal. You can go down to you know, Pep Boys and pick something like that up.
You are opening up a whole new world for me here. So now a fridge isn't standard though, but it's not necessarily luxury.
That's right. You know, there are luxury cars that do have built-in fridges if you want something like that, of course. You know, that's typically between a couple of seats that look like recliners in the back, you know, and like I think the Maybach has something like that. Mm. Reclining seats with footrests that come out and a massage option even.
Oh, wow.
If you want that. Let's see, another excellent feature that the Maybach has, and one that you'll like if you really want to be the boy in the bubble, is something called an electro-transparent panoramic glass roof.
What is that in English?
Well, it's I don't know if this is going to be any better, but it's a liquid crystal foil material that the passenger can control just with the flip of a switch or a knob. And you can decide if you want that glass to be clear, frosted, or opaque. It just depends on how you feel at that moment or how much privacy you want right then.
Wow. So it's almost like a vanishing rooftop.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a good way to put it. It's called smart glass.
Now, weren't you telling me earlier that a lot of the things I think are luxurious now are not going to be that impressive in a few years?
That's right. If you look back even, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, you don't have to look that far back to find some examples of features that were luxury at one point, which are now standard equipment on a lot of vehicles. There's a ton of these examples if you really look carefully, even at your car, just a base car. Power windows and power locks, that's probably the most prevalent. It's very difficult now to find a car that does not have power windows and power locks.
With those little hand cranks, huh?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's as archaic as it sounds. Some people did have to hand crank their windows up and down not too long ago. Another thing is cruise control. That's one. Cruise control, you seem to find that on a lot of vehicles right now. It's not completely standard on every vehicle, but it's not all that uncommon either. Another thing, seats. Cloth seats. Cloth seats weren't always standard equipment. In fact, cloth seats were the upsell.
Really?
That's right. They were vinyl. A lot of times they were vinyl in the past. So, that's one example. Have you been in the back of a police car recently?
No.
That's good. Good for you.
Pretty uneventful weekend.
Good. Me either.
I
just want to make sure
Scott.
You know
That's
that.
Great.
But police vehicles still have vinyl seats. I thought I'd bring that up.
Oh, wow.
It's about the only example I can think of, or maybe a work van or something like that.
So that's how you know you're really in trouble.
That's right. That's okay. If you're sitting on the vinyl seat on a Friday night, then that's trouble.
Would CD players or maybe cassette players or even 8-tracks be an example?
Absolutely. Because now, of course, what do you find in a lot of cars? You find MP3 players or at least, the ability to plug your MP3 player into your stereo to play them. And that's actually really new within the last couple of years. And you're seeing it on a lot of standard vehicles now. That's not anything that's considered really luxury at this point. But not too long ago, that was.
Well, these are some pretty crazy things you're throwing at me here, Scott. I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down, but it sounds like it's completely possible for me to have a refrigerator in my car that can play my, iPod Micro Nano or whatever's out by then with a vanishing rooftop, a heated, cooled seat, and steering wheel. And maybe a GPS so that I finally never get lost. Are these things all possibilities?
That is absolutely possible, yeah. Some of them you can just even run down to, the local parts store and pick those up. You don't have to get them from the manufacturer even. They're that common now.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's not out of the ordinary.
Well, what might we see in the luxury car of the future? And when I ask this, you said I was ambitious earlier with this. I want to dream big, Scott. I want to take this all the way. Let's take it all the way, knock it out of the park. Bowl me over. What's some of the crazy stuff?
Some of the crazy stuff. Okay, well, I guess if you want some of the crazy stuff, there's plenty of them because that's kind of what they do. And mostly you'll see these in concept vehicles, luxury concept vehicles. And there are even some that offer, and this is probably the most outlandish that I've seen in a while. There's a vehicle right now that has a waterfall that separates the driver and passenger.
Oh, and waterfall, that's classy.
That's right, yeah, classy, that's right. Okay, but you won't find a waterfall in cars in the future. I can pretty much guarantee that. I shouldn't say guarantee, but I'm going to. You won't find that as a standard feature.
I'll probably have to build that one in.
I would think you'd have to do that
myself.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a long weekend, maybe at the hardware store or something for you. They also have that same vehicle, as a matter of fact, has a, I believe it's a Zen rock garden that is just below the floorboards, glass floorboards. So I guess that's kind of the point I'm making here is that luxury is really, I don't know if it'd be in the eye of the beholder or if it's in the eye of the manufacturer, really, because, it's what you're willing to pay for the car and what they're willing to put into the car and, what... The feeling, the overall feeling that you get from the vehicle, you want to get in there. You want it to be kind of like your fortress, your your solitude.
Okay, well, I just want to ask, just to help me gauge this out here, what would you say would be a price range of something nice, like the Maybach you mentioned earlier with the with the space roof?
Oh, the Maybach, the space roof, yeah.
The smart glass.
The Maybach, yeah, that's in the $300,000 to $400,000 range.
$300,000 to $400,000.
Yeah, that's right.
U.S. dollars.
Yeah. That's U.S. dollars.
That's right. It is gonna take me till 2030, I think. If I could whistle right now, I would. And it'd be a low whistle. But I guess it's good. I'll need to restructure my plan a little.
Oh, absolutely.
But it sounds like while I'm saving, I have plenty of time to research, and I think probably the best place for me to start would be our own article, What Will Luxury Car Mean in 2030, by staff writer and podcaster Josh Clark. And that's just one of the many articles on our awesome Auto Channel.
That's right. I would encourage everybody to come and take a look at the Auto Channel. We've been doing a lot of work on it recently, and there's a lot of good articles there.
Yeah, and you can check out this article on luxury cars, our article on smart glass, and lots more information by visiting us at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.